he had that ruddy complexion and the paunch as I stood by the bar and ordered my beer. And we made some comment about not being in a hurry or, you know, about time. The fact that it passes one day at a time, one moment at a time. And he turned around to me and he said, if I had known that I would have lived this long, I would have taken better care of myself. And as I took my beer from the bar, I said, and that's why I look after myself. Yeah, it's something that we don't perceive. There's actually a psychological condition, some sort of cognitive bias. I can't remember the term for it. It's where we cannot perceive our reality in the future. That person that we are yet to become is not as strong as what we are right now. That's why we indulge in addictions that are not necessarily the best for us. That's why we eat that extra piece of dessert when we should maybe think that tomorrow won't be a good thing, or that extra glass of wine, whatever your personal addiction is. Yeah, it's something that I find interesting. I've just spent another day in Gosford. It's been the weekend. It's Sunday afternoon. Hello, everybody. It's Ian here again. Late Sunday afternoon, the interminable daylight savings. I really don't get off on daylight savings. I don't get it. I don't see the need for it. You know, it's coming up to 7 o'clock and the sky, you know, there's still sunlight around. Well, no sunlight. There's light around. It's raining. I'm standing in the rain as I speak to you. Yes, but it's all right. It's very mild. And I have just had a couple of really odd days. I dropped in yesterday morning to say hello, and I've spent the last couple of days just sort of fluffing around the Central Coast. Nothing much to do, just basically biding my time, trying to stay in the moment as best I can, and catch up on a few things. We're only a couple of days away from mandatory data retention here in Australia. So I've been reading up a little bit on how to obfuscate that. What's the word? Can't quite get my tongue around it. The whole data retention mandatory stuff that's being pushed onto us by our friggin' government at the ISP level. Anyway, so reading up on that and doing a few other bibs and bobs that I've been wanting to do. So just sort of basically filling in time, because that's what I've got to do, haven't I? Tomorrow I go back to work at Gosford Quarries to continue to paint this project, and hopefully by the end of the week it'll all be wrapped up and I can go home, get back to Bris Vegas and get back on with my life and do what I have to do. But now that I've spent a couple of hours in the Gosford RSL, I'll take a photo of the sign for you. Now I spent a couple of hours in there fluffing around, biding my time. I'm going to go up to my motel unit and I'm going to cook up marinating some flathead fillets. And I'm going to fry them up with some salad and steam some asparagus with it and have for dinner. It's funny. I walked through the bistro and I saw all these plates of food that everybody was eating, and I've got access to that. I can buy all that because that's on the company chit. But I'd rather go to the trouble and cook up a really nice meal for myself in my room, because that's what I'm inclined to do. It's the way I look after myself, so that hopefully when I'm 70 years old like that gentleman at the bar, and I'm not quite somebody who is regretting that I hadn't looked after myself.